Tales of Max Carrados by Ernest Brammer. Read by Arthur Darvill. The Coin of Dionysius. It was 8 o'clock at night, and raining. Scarcely a time when a business so limited in its clientele as that of a coin dealer could hope to attract any customer. But a light was still showing in the small shop that bore over its window the name of Baxter. And in the even smaller office at the back, the proprietor himself sat reading the latest Pall Mall. His enterprise seemed to be justified, for presently the doorbell gave its announcement, and throwing down his paper, Mr. Baxter went forward. As a matter of fact, the dealer had been expecting someone, and his manner as he passed into the shop was unmistakably suggestive of a caller of importance. But at the first glance towards his visitor, the excess of deference melted out of his bearing, leaving the urbane, self-possessed shopman in the presence of the casual customer.
Mr. Baxter, I think, said the latter.
He had laid aside his dripping umbrella and was unbuttoning overcoat and coat to reach an inner pocket.
You hardly remember me, I suppose. The name's Carlyle. 2 years ago, I took up a case for you.
To be sure. Mr. Carlyle, the private detective, Baxter replied.
Inquiry agent,
corrected Mr. Carlyle precisely.
Well, smiled Mr. Baxter. For that matter, I am a coin dealer, and not an antiquarian or a numismatist. Is there anything in that way that I can do for you?
Yes, replied his visitor. It is my turn to consult you.
He had taken a small wash leather bag from the inner pocket and now turned something carefully out upon the counter. What can you tell me about that? The dealer gave the coin a moment's scrutiny.
There is no question about this, he replied. It is a Sicilian tetradrachm of Dionysius.
Yes, I know that. I have it on the label out of the cabinet. I can tell you further that it's supposed to be one that Lord Seastoke gave £250 for at the Bryce sale in 94.
It seems to me that you can tell me more about it than I can tell you, remarked Mr. Baxter. What is it you really want to know?
I want to know, replied Mr. Carlyle, whether it is genuine or not. An arrest hangs on it, and nothing short of certainty is any good to me.
Is that so, Mr. Carlyle?
Said Mr. Baxter, with increased interest.
Well, to be quite candid, the thing is out of my line. There is always the British Museum.
Ah, to be sure, thanks. But will anyone who can tell me be there now?
Now?
No fear, replied Mr. Baxter.
Go round in the morning.
But I must know tonight, explained the visitor, reduced to despair again. Oh, tomorrow would be too late for the purpose.
Mr. Baxter did not hold out much encouragement in the circumstances, but then he appeared to change his mind.
Stay a bit. There is a man. An amateur I remember hearing wonderful things about some time ago. They say he really does know.
There you are, exclaimed Mr. Carlyle, much relieved. There always is someone. Who is he?
Funny name, replied Baxter. Something Wynne or Wynne something.
He craned his neck to catch sight of an important motor car that was drawing to the curb before his window.
Wynne Carrados.
Mr. Carlyle hastily scribbled the name down on his cuff.
Wynne Carrados, right. Where does he live?
Haven't the remotest idea, replied Baxter,
referring the arrangement of his tie to the judgment of the wall mirror.
I've never seen the man myself. Now, Mr. Carlyle, I'm sorry I can't do any more for you. You won't mind leaving now, will you? I have a prior appointment.